Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
We led the show, and it's Red Wings. Six straight wins. Demolition of the Capitals last night. By the way, the Leafs lost to Vegas. You're 2 points back of the Leafs. You're starting to build, not a cushion, but I think you're 4 points up on Tampa. You're 10 points up on Jersey. The Wings are real. And Rico offered a deal. And the deal was this. You can lock this in right now, like an interest rate. You can lock in the playoffs, and you can lock in losing in seven in the first round. But you're going to lose. I chose to not take the deal. Now, maybe I'm a victim of the moment. Maybe I will look back on this and go, that was foolhardy. But I have been saying now for a little bit, this team might actually be more than just fun or more than just, hey, they don't know the difference and they're just going to get in and get. Guys, I think they could be dangerous. And the balance scoring, more guys with 10 goals than any other team in the league. They got one of the top 10 lines in the league. And they're playing really good hockey. And I didn't take the deal. Maybe I'm a fool. More of a fool than you think.
I don't think you're a fool. I think you're seeing what this team is doing. This team is hot. They're on a win streak. And this is kind of what you want to see going into the Stanley Cup playoffs, where all of a sudden they're that hot team that went from nothing to
catching the Leafs.
Yeah. So
that's why I didn't take your deal.
You win three games. Could you imagine the buzz for 2 weeks here in this city? And in game seven, you lose 1-0.
That sucks. We talked about the six games headed into the deadline and how important it was, and all the Wings have done is win four of them and do win two of them in dramatic playoff lower scoring style. I want to know from you guys. Hockey Elite,
bat signals up.
Oh, 248-539-9797. Would you take that deal right now? You could lock the playoffs in, but you're going to lose in seven. Or risk it for the biscuit. I'm willing to risk it. I think this team's got a shot to maybe do more than just compete in the first round. I kind of wonder about it. The balance, the veteran leadership that Kane has provided, you got a guy like Lucas Raymond who's turning it on. You know what you're getting from DeBrincat. You know what you're getting from Dylan Larkin. Defense has played better. You wonder if they'll add at the deadline. I'll probably regret it, but I'm going to roll with it. So that's topic one. Now, the other topic, I'll do a condensed presentation of. If you want the full one, Odyssey.com Rewind. It's very simple. Rico and I are in lockstep about the Lions. Need a big signature free agent veteran addition to bring this defense along, either a corner or an edge. The corner could be L'Jarius Sneed. The Chiefs are open to trading him. And their franchise tag on him is simply a negotiating tool. They have encouraged him to go find a deal. They're basically going to let the market price him. So you could get with Sneed's reps. He's 27, 4 years in the league because he was a fourth round pick. And nobody played more man than him. Nobody's better at it than him. And he's going to line up 70% of the time on the other team's number one. And only one time last year did he give up more than two catches to that player. He gave up exactly one touchdown when he was in coverage last year as the closest man to the football. That came in the divisional round. So he's elite. So here's what I asked. For all of the Brad Holmes devotees, how do you not get on the phone and try? Here's pick 61. And Legarius, here's 5 years and $95 million. If the Chiefs match, no problem. If the Chiefs request more draft capital, I walk away. If Snead requests more money, I walk away. But how do you not, as a team in your Super Bowl window, who's desperate for a lead corner, desperate? If you think you're going to draft a rookie and have him be the lead corner, picking at 29, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that's probably a 1 in 100 shot. Or I could take pick 61, and I could give Aaron Glenn an actual unicorn. Aaron, do what you want. Mm-hmm. Legarius, Justin Jefferson. Legarius, DJ Moore. Legarius, Christian Watkins. Here you go. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to take him away. So my thing is, tell me why. Give me one credible reason why you shouldn't do that. 248-539-9797. Rico, both topics in play. David, you wanted both? You got both. By the way, Richard Lewis died. So if you're a Curb fan, sad.
Yeah. And
carry on.
No, because coming to for Legarius Snead, it's a need. It's a need that you have. It's a cornerstone piece. You don't have an it guy on defense. I know you like your players you have on defense, Lions fans. You don't have a difference maker on defense. You got good players. You got okay players. They worked well as a chaotic unit, bringing pressure and heat. But now, when you bring that pressure and heat, he's taking away a guy. Cam Sutton doesn't have to cover your number one, doesn't have to cover the number one receiver anymore. You can move Cam to where he should be. This, to me, is a no-brainer. This is where you ask the question, can we go and get him? Why? Because you're a big boy now. You got to start acting like a big boy. That means you think like a big boy. You pick up the phone. You see how much it's going to cost you. Are you going to break the bank? No. But you'll be amazed. It's why when you always see trades, sometimes you're thinking, well, you know, how did the Eagles get A.J. Brown? Well, they just picked up the phone and asked. How did Christian McCaffrey end up as a Niner? Niners had good running backs. Yeah, but they won it better. They upgraded themselves. You go out and get Snead, you're helping yourself because you're taking him away from Kansas City. So if you have to face Kansas City in the Super Bowl, that's one less weapon that they have that you now have. You do. You ask. And I would even say I'd give up pick 29 for him. I would, because tell me who you're going to get at 29 that's as good as him. You're not.
No, I'm going to fill a different need. My first round picks, I am just not going to deal for the right to pay someone $100 million. Hold on. Let me at least explain to you, and then you and the callers can disagree with me. If Snead was signed and had 2 years left, this year and another year, then the first round pick comes into play. I am not going to give away a first round pick for the right to then hand you $100 million. Second round is what the league expectation is, that if the Chiefs end up dealing him, all they're getting is a second round.
Right, and I guess I look at pick 29 as a glorified second rounder.
Fair.
So, all right.
Fair.
Right, if you were sitting there at pick 9,
that's different.
Pick 29, yeah, chances are whoever you take at that point won't be as good. That's not a deal breaker for me. If that's the difference, like, okay, give us a 29th pick and you can have him, done. Because there's no one that the Lions could take at that point that's going to have a big of an impact next year than what Snead can give you right then and right there. And oh, by the way, you play a first-place schedule. You're going to be playing a lot of the top teams. Last year, you got lucky, and you know you would have a tough game followed by three or four really bad games, and then another tough game. Next year, you're looking at three, four, maybe five games in a row of top-tiered NFL teams. You need that type of player right
now. Here's the other thing. And this is a bias I have. So, all right, let's say you think Brad Holmes is a great drafter. We'll take a corner at 29, and he will find us Legarius Snead, right? He'll find us a star. It's arguably the riskiest position to draft high in the draft. The bust rate of corners. Or how about this? The way to put it is the amount of all pros you will produce from drafting corners in the first round over a 25-year sample size. I believe what I've seen is 13% of first-round corners over a 25-year sample become Legarius Sneed. Now, you can always say there's only so many all-pros. Well, I'm talking about one of those guys and acquiring him. Mm-hmm. So the standard is a comparison. Now, do you have to have that guy to win? No, but I'm with you. The reason these teams, like the Chiefs or the Niners or the Ravens or when the Bucks made it, the reason they're able to make it and win it is because of the unicorn player. Chris Jones blew up the Super Bowl. Not anybody. Chris Jones blew it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just like a couple of years prior, the unicorn of Shaq Barrett, a different version of Shaq Barrett. Now, 4 years ago, Aaron Donald blew it up. Your unicorn players are what's going to put you over the top. So all I'm saying is if you're relying on Brett Holmes to find you this player in the draft, the data will suggest that's just not happening. Now, if you want to say, look, I just don't want a corner. I'd rather him put $100 million into a defensive end. I'm not mad at you. But that's not the situation we're being presented today. Today is reports. Chiefs are more open to dealing him than people realize. And he has to go find a deal. He's open to finding a deal.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because here's the other thing. Imagine if he ends up a Packer or a Bear. Good luck with that. Because then you're going to have to see him twice a year. And every time you're going to think, why didn't we go after him? And yes, for those out there, he is hungry. I'm sure he wants to win another Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. We're not going to do that. 248-539-9797.
Are you hungry?
You want to go the Wings direction? You want to go the Lions direction? It's there for you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know where you're at right now, which is you have the eighth most cap space in football. You're in a great position. But when you start to look forward, right, you look at a cap table. Future commitments. For 2025, you've only got 24 guys under contract. You only got about $115 million on the books. If the cap is $251 this year, a modest increase to call it $260, $117 on the books, $260 million. Do the math on what you'd have to spend. 2026, you got a whopping 16 people under contract and about $45 million in commitments. And by the way, 260, let's call it modest again, 270. Look, the whole point is, I don't have to worry about Aiden Hutchinson. I got 3 years. I don't have to worry about Penei Sewell. I got 2 years. I don't have to worry about much. You have a window right now where, guys, I hate to break it to you, but by 2026, who knows what the team looks like? I mean, there's a reason every, like, think about this. The last 18 quarterbacks that have made their Super Bowl debut and lost, none of them ever got back. Just think about that. So the whole thing is, we're here now. Mm-hmm. This team's good, man. They're real good. I don't want to be left wondering what if. So, no. Yeah, I'm advocating for something that they're not going to do. It's going to be tremendous.
because here's the thing. You would hope that they would make the request, but they've come out and said over and over again. And I trust what Holmes says, because the one thing I do like is he doesn't really play the GM word speak game. He kind of tells you what he's going to do, whether you want to believe it or not. They want to take care of their own first. And then maybe go out and get free agents and use the draft. But we'll take care of home first.
We'll continue. And I have no issue with it. Of course I want to take care of Amon-Ra. I've been the one spearheading, yes, like get Goff signed. I don't disagree with the strategy. But I have always said, once you get good, you have to play at the big boy table in free agency. That's how this works. And Holmes himself has said, free agency is for needs. The draft is for, you know, essentially best available. Then show me, because your two biggest needs, 1 and 1A, is an edge rusher and a corner. And I would even add, I hate to break it to you, if you showed me a big-time disruptive defensive tackle to add to the mix and put near Aleem McNeil, I wouldn't mind that either.
See, that's why I said I'm just going to go D-line. Edge rusher is great. Just D-line. Just
free agency?
Improve wherever you can get it. Yeah. Maybe you get the big defensive tackle from Texas. Maybe he slides down.
Oh, Sweat?
Yeah.
What about Cooper Beebe? All right, David, Ticket Tex. Again, Wings, Lions, both in the mix.
Mike, Rico, we are in a Super Bowl window, but do you want that window to be only a year or two or for many years to come?
No, a year or two, because many years to come is not guaranteed. Many years to come, here's a little news for you. Everybody doesn't get to be the Patriots. Everybody doesn't get to be the Chiefs. Most teams have a window of the most 3 years.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you. The common denominator in what Rico just said, arguably the two best quarterbacks in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
So just don't do that.
Yeah. So other than that, your window comes and it goes. And you think, oh, we're going to go back. And you don't.
Dude, everybody thinks they have time. But time is the one thing we're not afforded in life or sports. This idea of building this consistent, oh, we're just going to be great for 5-6 years. Let me ask you a question. Are you going to be satisfied at the end of 5 years if you win 60 football games but don't win a Super Bowl?
Because congratulations. No. That Ticket Texter, what you are doing is creating the northern version of the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't have a bell, but you can certainly, there you go.
Because you'll win 12 games a year. You'll never win anything.
Yeah,
hang a lot of divisional banners.
I'm trying to win while Sewell and Gibbs and Aiden and Laporta are all on rookie deals. I got a couple of years to do it. Because, guys, the league is designed for you not to keep getting back. And I think there's a reason why the only teams that are able to do it are the ones that have the Michael Jordan at quarterback. And since finding that could take you a lifetime, dealing in reality, you have the group to do this right now. Like, guys,
let me think about it. The Rams went out, got Stafford, won it all. Their window closing to the point now where you could say they're pretty much done.
Yeah.
You know, the Bucs got lucky because the unicorn went south.
Yeah.
And he went down there and he helped them win. And now look at them now. They're struggling. Their window's closed. The Eagles thought that, oh my goodness, the Eagles will get back. Newsflash, they're falling apart. So, yes, I do want a 1 or 2 year window because I can at least guarantee that. But if you want to go the Dallas Cowboy route, congratulations. Good luck with that.
Well, the other way I look at it too, well, I talked about it last summer as you hear certain things. You know, Frank Ragnow, I don't think he's for long. He's a warrior. But he's also a father and a husband and has a life. And you heard it this year. He had to take some time to think about whether he was going to continue. I'll tell you right now, if you ask me 51-49, is this his last year coming up? Yes. Oh, well, what happened to we're going to be good in continuum? Because your all-pro center just disappeared. Just like it happened to the Cowboys when all of a sudden Travis Frederick, came down with some, I don't know if it was an autoimmune disease or whatever it was. The point I'm making is none of this is guaranteed. This whole panacea of this, we're just going to be great and continuing by playing it safe and doing it our way, not out of the NFL's design. It's just not. Let's go. Let's try to get this done. Yeah. So that's all. Whatever. They're not going
to
do it.
I mean, I know it sounds great to be like, oh, we're going to be in this window for 4 or 5 years.
But okay, ready? I've been in the window for 4 or 5 years with the Celtics. Am I happy?
No,
because I haven't won it.
You know who else?
None of it matters. Oh, the Celtics are 50-12. DGAF. It only matters if we win the Larry O'Brien.
How about this? We can just stick with football. You know who else has been in that window for 4 or 5 years? The Bills. The Niners. They've been around there.
And you would have won a Super Bowl if your head coach wasn't a moron. If you just ran the ball on a 2-minute warning.
You got the Bills.
Okay.
Josh Allen. Oh, we're going to be no, you're not.
Let me get Sheldon in the mix before we get to a football today.
And Mike's just being mean.
Not at all. I'm sorry. Sheldon, go right ahead.
Hey, I had a question that I told the call screen. I had a question for you guys. The question was, in Green Bay, when Brett Favre was the quarterback and he had a young Aaron Rodgers behind him, was the GM and the coach looking at that young Aaron Rodgers like, man, we got to get Brett out of here? And then when Aaron Rodgers was back there quarterback, was they thinking, we got to get Aaron Rodgers out of here and let this Jordan Love take over? Now, I'm saying, is our GM looking the same way? Because we might be looking at golf like, oh, my God, he got 2 playoff wins and Detroit never did that. And these fans here are like, sign him. We got 2 playoff wins. We never, ever did that. When the GM could be looking like, we got a guy that can do a lot more on the field. And he's not paying attention to these fans that was saying, fire the coach. Why would we get a running back number 12? And now they loving the running back and loving the coach. Forget about what these fans say. When I get off the phone, people going to say, Sheldon, you sound like an idiot. Sign
off. No, why? Well,
I feel like I'm the signist.
Sheldon, you don't sound like
one in the room.
You don't sound like an idiot at all.
I'm telling you, that's every time I call this radio station, and I'm saying that the coaches and the GM might be looking at Hendon Hooker and saving $49 million.
Because I disagree with it doesn't mean it's not it's not a dumb take. What I'm saying is the difference context wise. The difference in what Green Bay had was they got a quarterback that Aaron Rodgers was supposed to go in the top 5. He had one of the weirdest slides in NFL history where, much like, let's say, Brad Holmes believed Jahmyr Gibbs was a top 5 player. They sweated him being there at 12. The Packers sat there and went, wait, we're getting Aaron Rodgers. Then it took 2 full years to play him. They did the same thing with Love in the first round. I think it's different when you draft a guy in the late 3rd off a blown out knee and he's 26 years old. That's why I don't value it. Not because your idea is insane about wanting a rookie salary scale.
But I still wonder, why'd you draft him?
I don't.
No. That's one of the questions. I can't get mad at people like Sheldon because
I'm not mad.
No, I don't want him thinking he's in. Why did you draft him then? What was the end game? Because that was a player who could have helped you this year.
Big time.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
David on the ticket. I just can't.
No, Michael, you know.
How do you show up 10 minutes before broadcast? It doesn't make any.
I'm here.
All right. Let's go to David on the ticket text. What do you got?
I have a need. Oh, Jesus. Cheesy. A need for Sneed. Okay. All right.
You read it.
I did.
Oh.
I gave them, their moment. I'm trading 61 for Snead in an effing heartbeat. Holmes better get this deal done. That's from Ryan.
Ain't going to happen.
No, it's probably
I'm just giving you options that we can talk about. But I will be so pleasantly surprised if the Lions pulled a bold Super Bowl-type move. But do I expect it? No, absolutely not.
Regarding the Wings, someone says, I think Mike brings up a good point about the Red Wings. They are hot. And in the NHL, team coming into the playoffs hot can make a run. We've seen it before. Most recently, St. Louis won the Stanley Cup after being in last place. So no deal, Rico.
No. But the only thing is they're getting hot right now, not going into the playoffs. So you got to wonder, is it going to cool off some before the playoffs hit?
Yeah, someone else is saying, no deal. The deal is laughable to me.
What? No, it's
see you in the conference finals, they say.
Okay. Now, you know what? That's laughable. Rico offering up a guarantee that you make it and you take a presumed elite team 7 games in the first round, that's not laughable. Now you're just being a hyena.
I'm risking it on the Wings, guys. The Kane Cat Larkin line is real. The depth is real. Lions is giving you what you need in a goalie who can get hot. I'm rejecting the offer without a doubt because the Wings will beat Boston in the first round of the playoffs. That is Patrick in Lansing.
People are getting all about it now.
No, what it is what this experiment taught me was the elevation in the city has risen. And now it went from, God, I hope we make the playoffs, to you hear the cockiness. A playoff? We're winning series. We're going to the, conference final. Okay. That's where the confidence is after just 4 games, winning these last 4 games in a row.
6 in a row. Six. A year ago, we were in a 6-game losing streak right now. I'll just take it because, honestly, we're going to have playoff hockey back, and it's a team people love. It's not that, like, the Red Wings at the end with Holland, it was like watching Nona die. Like, it's like, yes, they're technically alive, but they're going to die. They had no shot at winning anything. We're like, can this just end? Can we pull the plug on Nona, please?
April in a D.
No, they should have never been in those playoffs. It was just, it was sad.
Are you trying to bring that song back? You don't need to ask me. You don't have to give me a reason to play it.
I've already requested.
Oh, we can play it. I don't care.
We can do the remix. Get Roberto to do the remix.
Roberto, would you be willing to do the remix? Are you capable?
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. I mean, I know you specialize in, penis songs, but if you could find the time to do a non-sexualized song, that would be lovely.
Could be tough.
Okay, I know it's not in.
April. Oh, April, my bread and butter.
F you. I want a Stoney edition of April in the D. I just feel like Stoney's drops really would fit well in an April in the D reset.
I don't think the world needs a second version of that.
Mexicans. Yeah.
And 6 minutes before broadcast, look who's meandered into the complex.
Well.
I don't understand it, Bob.
What do we have here?
I don't know. A man.
Right from the car, right to on what? The air.
Right. Right from the car to your studio to the speakers. It's Bob. Go ahead. Sit down. Partake. You got exactly 60 seconds to promote your show.
My car is my office.
Okay.
Always has been.
Did you get us Legarius Snead?
Well, I'm working on that one.
It's not going to happen, but I presented a case.
You know the other one that I've decided to go ahead and go all in on?
Let me hear it.
And it's not, others have said it. It's not,
okay.
But I've decided, I've given it some thought, consulting with my other personalities. Why not just go get J.D. Martinez?
Wait, that's my idea.
No, I'm saying it's not a new idea.
No, and respect that.
You're buying into it.
So you're not making fun of me for that idea?
No, I never did.
Oh,
I
you've definitely
you
lost your edge. Hey, right there.
No.
It makes so much sense.
It does, because, first of all, whose at-bats is he taking? Kerry Carpenter, right?
Right, a guy who didn't have a home run list 2.5 months of the year.
Right. And you already brought in Kana. So you have shown a willingness that you need some veteran hitters in that lineup. And it's not just that the division is winnable for the time. Because I don't necessarily think J.D. Martinez would make them or help them win the division for sure. But it is, his numbers last year with the Dodgers,
Yeah, he's going to walk in and give you an 850 OPS, and he's going to help your young players develop.
He was over 1,000 last year.
Right, I'm saying minimum.
Yeah.
The baseline of the last 5 years.
Take some pressure off. When they're scuffling and he steps up and hits a three-run homer in the seventh inning and the crowd goes bonkers in Comerica Park and they storm the field. Oh, wait, no. That's right. They're not going to storm the field. Not yet. No, no. That is in my mind more and more. And, of course, the Red Wings. And it's beyond real. We know it's real. What they're doing is real. They are going to be in the playoffs, and it just becomes a question of how far should you expect them to go. And that little scenario you guys set up, I think Rico set it up, net, no. Make the playoffs, you win two games in the first round, and then you lose.
I sweetened it.
Oh, you changed it to seven-game series. Net.
I said no.
And you lose game 7-1.
Question.
Categorically deny it.
You worked with the man longer than anybody. I'm going to commission Roberto. Do you think if we did an April in the D Stoney remix, don't you feel like Stoney's drops and Stoney in general fits well with the Good Luck Joes or whatever it was? Do you think that's worth our time? Let's give Bob a sample. David,
oh,
fire it.
Oh, wait, have a sample? April.
Mexicans.
April in the D.
Breasts.
Well, bringing everything together, Mexicans and breasts.
I'm asking, do we think... Bob, please control yourself.
All right.
This disaster is coming up next with no prep. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, I have tons of prep.
All right.
Not going good.
Get us JD. Come on, man.
I mean, I've thought about it. I've heard what everybody said, and I have my own thoughts on it.
And it's because it's the right thing. It's the
right move. We finally aligned with a right move.
We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
Don't laugh at that. You can't even find
F you.
Oh, Stoney. It's unnecessary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.